and welcome to There Can Be Only Fun, the world's best, first, and only Highlander podcast, all about Highlander, TV shows, cartoons, movies, thoughts in general. Please come here for all of your Highlander thoughts. There Can Be Only Fun. My name's Greg, joined as always by Dan and Casey.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Dan. We're your hosts.
I'm Casey.
Yeah.
Is it possible we've gotten better at podcasting? This is insane.
Yeah. I think we've been doing it so long, we're circling back to circa 2012, where we were like, hi.
Sorry, were you going to say something? Oh. No, I just went. Anyway, here's some pretentious thoughts on a shitty album.
We really are doing this show
strictly for ourselves. Yeah.
Two fucking episodes now. We're gonna do so many more of this TV show.
Yeah.
Can
I off topic, can I share something with you guys that I think is funny?
Yeah.
I went and did a sleep study.
Mm-hmm.
I slept in a place and they put things on me.
I've done
it was
that.
Weird. Unusual, hard to sleep like that.
Did you snap a pic of it all on you?
It was all like that. They just shut the lights out, and the room I was in was lit by fluorescent lighting and nothing else. And when they came,
well, there's nothing more comforting than that,
especially when they come in at 5:30 in the morning and just turn it the fuck on. That was insane.
Why are you doing a sleep study? Was it to a certain end, or did you just want to know?
An
apnea machine.
Find out if I have sleep apnea and
word
kind
up.
Of stuff. It's got to be safe. So listen though, the best part of this whole experience was they gave me a thing of what to expect, what to bring, whatever, and then their section of this is their printed thing that was emailed to me, and they have physical ones there. Frequently asked questions. First one is, what if I can't fall asleep? That's a great question. Do I have to sleep on my back? Also a good question. Third frequently asked question is, will the sleep technicians or doctor know what I am dreaming about?
Yes! That is a very good question.
And the answer is no. They will know that you are dreaming, but not what you are dreaming about. And clearly this came up enough times that they had to put it in print. Somebody's like, I can't have you guys seeing what I dream about.
Now, I accept they're going to see my boner. Will they know what it's about, though?
Yeah.
I got secrets in here.
That's for me.
I don't want to have to explain any of this in the morning.
Y'all gonna take a look at my dreams?
Hey, let me get this straight. I'm down here in the bayou for some reason.
This is a dreamscape situation, or
what can you tell me about Dennis Quaid and the Snake Man?
Yeah, are you gonna use me to assassinate someone? Because you have to tell me if you.
When
are.
Do I save them?
Because I have a. I brought a list of people I will not assassinate.
When do I save the president?
Yeah.
Anyway,
will he tell me if I have sleep apnea? Yeah. I'm confused by the whole thing.
Did you find out if you need a machine?
I don't need a machine, just a mouth guard. I have mild to moderate sleep apnea.
Yeah. Nice.
At the risk of going off on.
Yeah.
I don't know what sleep apnea is.
It's like if you stop breathing in your sleep.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I have.
How do you know if you have it?
You do a sleep
test.
We just told you how.
Well, did you
and Dennis Quaid
snore.
Fight a snake man? You save the president.
Yeah.
And then they tell you if you need a machine or not.
No, if you.
That's how I found out if I was allergic to peanuts, weirdly enough.
Yeah.
But, do you just go, oh shit, what if I stop breathing in my sleep? Or do you go, like, hey, the other night I stopped breathing in my sleep?
No,
like,
you snore a lot and your partner says, hey, your breathing sounds weird when you're asleep, then that's a good reason to go.
And also, if you like wake up and you feel like garbage, I do anyway, I feel like, but if you like really feel like I got a bunch of sleep last night and I don't feel like I did, it can be because you're like not getting deep, you know, or whatever.
But I don't stop breathing, which is nice.
Yeah.
That's hey, listen, yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah. But yeah. It can be super useful. It's something people should check out because it like long periods of time in your life where your brain is not getting oxygen over and over and over again can lead to major problems when you're older. So
Good Lord.
It's worth investigating.
You should have been like, listen, don't tell me anything else, but can you tell me if I dream about Highlander?
Yeah.
Yeah.
that whole like brain not getting oxygen thing, like, you know, really explains my reaction to the introduction on this episode where I was like, hi. Or that's what happens. Mm-hmm. You get introduced on a podcast and you're like, I don't know what to say.
I'm Duncan McLeod.
Hi, I'm Duncan McLeod.
I'm Duncan McLeod. I'm Duncan McLeod. Duncan be all the war. He doesn't sound like that. I took it somewhere.
I am Duncan McLeod.
I am Duncan McLeod.
All right. He sounds a little like that.
I'm Duncan McLeod. He's kind of like, maybe he's, I don't know, he's very stuffed up.
Yeah.
God.
I can't breathe. I'm Duncan McLeod.
I need a sleep study.
Don't look at my dreams.
I shouldn't even be here today.
So what are we doing here today?
We are discussing. So we watched the first episode, the pilot episode of the Highlander television series, the long-running and very popular Highlander television series. We felt we did not have a sense of it because it was mostly like baiting you in with a lot of Christopher Lambert. We only get a sense of the show. So we watched the second episode and the final episode of the first season to get a better sense of this Highlander experience television program.
The first episode sucked so bad. So we were like, we better get our eyes on a couple more of these bad boys.
I don't know. Yeah. Maybe it's us. Maybe we're wrong. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Yeah. Spoiler alert. It's not.
So let's. So episode two,
Family Tree.
I don't know why they thought, okay, now we've gotten Lambert out of the way. How about an episode about this other guy instead? Like, when is this show about Duncan McLeod?
Yeah.
They heard the way he said Duncan McLeod.
Like, can we reroute? What about the guy with the jacket? Could he be the guy?
Hey,
no.
Have we thought about telling the story of literally everyone else?
Yeah. And this one opens with like, so I'll play the clip, but it opens with this guy in a casino, and immediately I was like, what is going on?
Joe, have a drink.
I usually don't drink while I'm working the tables, Miss Gustafson.
You're through working the tables, Joe.
Okay, sure, I'll come in early tomorrow.
She said you're through working the tables, Joe.
Through, Joe.
Hey, if this is about that guy last night, he was just on a roll.
$50,000 of the house's money is more than a roll, Joe.
Yeah, Joe.
Come on, Joe. Listen to Peter Deleuze and that lady. PDL has some shit to lay down for you, Joe.
Did somebody who produced 21 Jump Street have something to do with this? Because Peter Deleuze is in this episode, and then I had fallen asleep watching this, and I woke up in the middle of the next episode, and it has Dustin Nguyen from... also from 21 Jump Street in the very next episode.
I was just wondering the other day where the hell he went.
Highlander episode 3.
Yeah.
And then
done. That's it. Like, I can't get better than this.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. So this Joe guy's like getting chewed out because he let someone win and then that guy ran away. And so now he has to pay money.
Can, is that how, the hell only this works? One guy paying for this? I don't know what's going on. Not a lot of Highlander business.
This is just sleazy late 80s casino people.
And then
I was like so excited because I was like, is this lady going to be our like bad guy? Like, do we find, cause she like by far, she's the most interesting person in this episode. And I was like, oh shit, we're going to actually have, and I liked what she was doing. I was like, okay, she's a ruthless, merciless, you know, mob lady or some shit like that. I was like, cool, let's do something
I
with
thought
that.
Maybe, here we go. Here's a lady Highlander. Nope.
And then gone. This lady is fucking gone.
Mm-hmm.
I was so disappointed. I was like, do we have a female character who's actually interesting and not just an exposition dump?
Listen, no lady is going to be more interesting than Peter fucking DeLuise.
Hey, that is
Hollywood
true,
royalty DeLuises.
And chip off the old one.
Yeah, and then we cut to
the worst opening credits I've seen in my life.
Yeah.
Like it seems like a story on Current Affair, like those things are passing this way and this way. Like it looks like an ad on CHCH TV in 1991.
I feel like it was produced by John Stossel.
It's really bad. Yeah. Amazing. Like, fascinating bad, the credits, though. Like
they still use that song. Yeah, though,
like, when they jump to the song, it's much better. But when it's the fucking, like, what is, okay, this? Or why even? Like,
yeah.
But that's what the 90s look like, not, isn't it? Not, like, that. Those fonts are very, very aggressively
90s. Yeah, but, like, not like a television show, though. It's like the ad, like first, you're watching next up on First Choice Cable. It's
It looks like HBO interstitials or something from like 1988.
Yeah.
But I feel like a lot, like, didn't Xena look like that and like Hercules and all that bullshit?
They just started with a song and the title, not this weird floating around like this. Again, it looks like it, like, up next on the, you know, it doesn't look like a real thing.
Yeah.
But then it turns into a normal one. Then it's got the Queen song. And that does
I get
hyped
up.
Yeah,
and then it's just scenes from the show.
I get hyped up when the Queen song starts and he's jumping around in time like, maybe it's going to be good. That maybe
song really rules continuously.
It's so good. I love it so much. And then it just cuts off. And then just we descend into mediocrity.
And then a whole story with the fucking burglar kid or whatever the fuck.
Yeah. And he's like, okay, let's see if this clip works. But he's like in this office trying to do something like steal his orphanage papers or something like that.
I did not know what he was trying to steal.
Yeah,
he was trying to steal a dad
for Dr. James Jones, crosstown address. Hey, that's all I know.
We're not supposed to release orphanage files without authorization. There are laws regarding confidentiality.
Guy's a doctor. Sounds sweet to me.
Nobody's asking you. Hey, I'm just
a messenger. Sweet as molasses.
Yeah, I'm just a messenger.
Oh, jeez. How is that your approach? You're like, yeah, I'm trying to like find my dad because I'm from this orphanage and this person, he's supposed to be a doctor. I mean, it sounds sweet to me. So you got to like hand it over, right?
Hey, I'm trying to get a piece of the action over here.
I'm trying
to swindle my dad.
Yeah.
John Travolta immediately.
Like the worst. This guy sucks. Everything he does sucks.
He's really annoying. And I was worried. I was like, this can't. We're not going to spend a lot of time on this, are we? We're just going to listen to this fucking. This is the episode.
Yeah,
he needs to find his dad.
He gets arrested.
Yeah,
this whole episode is just that shithead's backstory, and then a ripped off storyline from the Highlander movie.
Yeah,
with Duncan's past, which is like. Oh, they find out he's a Highlander and then they exile him from there, which is the same fucking thing. Like, the first episode was, hey, let's bring the guy from the real Highlander in to bring some authenticity. Yeah. Then the second one is just blatantly ripping off stories from the fucking movie. Yeah,
but also with a lonely orphan man.
A lonely orphan man I can barely tolerate.
You know, I had a couple of things that really made me laugh in this episode. First off is when he gets arrested, but then Duncan gets him out and he's gonna go. He's like,
I'm gonna go
figure this out. And there's a montage of the really, really terrible song and him like asking directions or something like that. And literally every time he's asking someone directions, they're pointing somewhere and he is walking the other way.
I wrote that in my notes. Somebody's on a bridge. It goes, he went that way. And he's like, mm-hmm.
I was like, I don't know why I can't find this place.
I've asked 48 different people.
Oh. It's amazing. Like, the hard opposite. Like, there's a guy going like, no, this way. And he's like, yeah, whatever.
Thank you for that direction.
Oh man.
Here's the song. I think I've got the song.
Yes, please.
It's real shuffly. Yeah.
One, two, three, to see people. Oh, I love this song. Oh, I forgot about this song.
There's a really long. Yeah, he's like talking to a mailman, and they're like, I can't help it, man.
Very good. And he's wearing some.
I'm sorry, guys. Sorry, you cut off the song a little early.
Sorry, okay, sorry.
Thank you. We got to get it together, you guys.
Thinking about that candy shop where my family died.
Yeah.
sounded like Hetfield was saying, where your family died.
He's wearing some crazy boots too. Did you notice the boots he was wearing? I don't know how to describe them. There's like,
he's got like a pseudo biker look with his little.
He's
biker
got his
jacket
little biker jacket, which isn't cool. Yeah, and but his boots.
No,
the
it
boots
is not.
Are like they're high, but then they're major flopped in the front, and the jeans are in them. And I'm like, I was in the 90s. I don't think this is a thing.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're shooting for here, but this is not what the kids did.
If what I'm picturing is what happened, I hate that.
I hate it a lot. I think to the second episode, and we're like back to this guy who gets arrested more than like he's being bailed out again. Yeah. He just sucks so much. And Tessa is like, you gotta help him find his parents.
You gotta.
I guess he's like their kid now. I guess they gotta look
after
him.
He's known him for. No, a week or two, so.
Yeah.
And the kid has shown no redeeming qualities whatsoever.
He's arrested like
twice. The kid has done nothing for anyone.
When he finds the old man, and he gets a story, the old man's like, oh, I remember you, licorice kid. Not, oh yeah, your mother died in front of me. It's like,
yeah,
oh, you're the licorice kid.
I'll never forget a kid who liked a specific type of candy in my candy shop that I've run for 80 years. You were the kid who liked licorice. And then something about your mom being shot in the face in front of me.
He just drops it too. Like, yep, yeah, she died in front of me. Anyway, licorice kid, goodbye.
anyway, bye, licorice.
See you later, Nibs.
Nibs.
Why later, you pull go and peel.
Why don't you go have some red vines, you idiot? Yeah, sorry, Twizzlers.
I think this is the scene where they first meet. Because he's like in his apartment doing laundry and he.
Excuse me.
Yeah, shows up.
I'm looking for Jack Ryan.
Oh, yeah, his name's Jack Ryan.
Then again, I only lived here for a couple of months. He might have lived here before me.
Who would know? I think he might have left the landlord a forwarding address.
Are you crazy?
See if we can get
you
some licorice action.
Here, you put your rent in the drop box, you move out. People
hey,
like
mister,
to
you got me licorice?
You know what I
mean? Yeah. So you never knew him.
You're too young to be a cop, kid. What's your interest in finding this Jack Ryan character?
I think he may be my father.
Maybe?
I never knew my folks.
Let me tell you something, kid. I knew my father. I wish to God I'd never laid eyes on the bastard.
What's that have to do with
what
anything?
The fuck?
Yeah. two different guys, fuckhead.
Yeah.
Just because your dad sucks doesn't mean everybody's dad sucks.
Also, Hunt for Red October and Patriot Games have both come out at this point.
I was going to ask.
I love that. In my notes, I even wrote, the Jack Ryan? I got to find my dad, see?
Is your dad Harrison Ford or Alec Baldwin? Which one?
He's in the CIA.
Yeah. So he's like, I don't know who your dad is, and he makes the kid leave, and then he gets beat up and his finger broken
by Peter DeLuise.
That was a gross finger breaking. No, he breaks his finger in the first scene.
Right.
In
the casino. He breaks the one. Then he's like, I'm gonna break this other finger. Because I'm a scary tough guy.
Yeah.
DeLuise.
Oh yeah. Man, if there's one thing I believe totally, it's that Peter DeLuise is scary.
Yeah.
And that's
the scariest Dom.
That's what we're doing in this episode. We don't have any fucking Highlander shit going on.
Nope.
Nope.
We're 26 minutes into the episode right now, and we haven't talked about the flashback, but much, but This is just fully an episode of I don't know who this dad is. I think it's this guy. And then the Highlander's only job is to be like, I think that he's a con man.
Yeah.
And you're getting con. Not I'm going to find out some things and chop anyone's heads off or do any cool Highlander stuff.
The only other thing he does is like struggle a little bit to beat up Peter DeLuise. That should be easier.
Yeah.
There can be only one, and it might be Peter DeLuise.
Yeah.
Come on, Highlander.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and like you mentioned, the flashback is like Duncan MacLeod dies in battle. Yeah, yeah. He gets revived. Yeah. His family's like, you're a witch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's literally the first
movie. But not as good.
His girlfriend wants to burn his dick.
Yeah. And so the whole episode really is just a back and forth of he's going to be a con man. You don't know him like I am. This is like so many sitcom episodes and so many bad 80s like PG, you know, dramedy movies.
This was excruciating.
Why?
I fell asleep so many times. It took me weeks to watch this episode. Weeks starting over. Like, oh God, how am I? I must have seen half. No, I saw 8 minutes. That's it. My God. Yeah.
Oh God, it drags
Holy
on.
Shit.
And these episodes make sure that they're 49.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not 42. 49 minutes.
They like cram the content in there.
And like,
oh boy, do they ever not. Why does it need to be 49 fucking minutes long?
I know. There's so many scenes in this episode of like the three of them in the kitchen talking about this situation, him and Richie at like a car talking about this situation, them in a room standing together, all three of them. I think he's a con man.
So much repetition. And then it's just resolved by they get Peter DeLuise fired. That's basically it.
Guy steals something,
right? He steals a plate.
Yeah, he steals a mask.
Super nice. Oh, a mask, right. Super nice mask.
Oh, yeah. Because
Duncan has a... he's just same thing, right?
Antiques dealer, or whatever.
Just like,
yeah.
That's lazy as shit, too.
Yeah.
Like, nobody wants to. Make him something else.
It's funny because there's a whole scene where Duncan MacLeod and Richie are like, he's like... They like really pointedly be like, he's not going to steal anything from us. He can stay here. And then it like immediately cuts to like, the mask is gone. Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah. If he's an antiques dealer, he's a shitty antiques dealer. Cause he's like, hey, you greasy strangers, come on in to my unprotected treasures.
You don't want to know what's also super great that this episode of totally spinning wheels in a sitcom style plot is that. And then at the end, you find out that the woman who died in front of him at the candy store wasn't even his mother. And he's like, oh, I guess I'm not even any closer to finding my... It's just like, fuck you.
That means a whole other episode.
We spent all that fucking time. So it's like, okay, fine. This is at least behind us. We don't ever have to spend another episode on this. And then it's like, it's not really your mom to be continued.
Yeah.
I swear to God, if they spend another even a half episode on this, I'm going to lose my mind.
Yeah. I want to see. Did they end this on like a... Like a little, like, comedy note with the two of them. No. Let's see.
What am I saying when I make this statement?
I don't know. Here I am, world, something like that.
Well, that's your statement.
It's the car thing, right? Revving the engine?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just passing through.
Ah, you're just passing through. Hey, you want me to tune it back down? It's your car. Mm-hmm. Just one more time.
For the old time's sake.
Go for it.
Yeah.
Turns and looks
I'm
back.
Just gonna sit in the garage and rev the engine like I'm 8.
Yeah.
The fuck?
Cool. Dude, sit in the garage and rev the engine for another 45 minutes.
Yeah. I'll close these windows up.
Yeah.
Oh.
God damn.
So, thoughts on Highlander season 1 episode 2?
Horrible. It's not even a Highlander episode. Nothing Highlander related happens.
Yeah.
Nothing Highlander related happens. It's not high. It doesn't feel Highlander. None of it is grainy or gauzy. And a lot of the times, I'm pretty sure the director just put the camera down in a corner, locked it down, and then left for the day. Because these are long 15-minute shots of just fucking
nothing.
Two nothings talking about nothing.
Yeah. And, I mean, you want Highlander stuff. And so the other one that we watched, episode 22, The Hunters, from May of 93. Yeah. Now it's all of the Highlander stuff.
Highlander stuff. So...
but Highlander, not like this.
Oh, but wait.
They dropped the...
I was born for...
Oh, I thought he was going to say...
No, they dropped the... I'm Duncan MacLeod, because it's fucking terrible.
Why?
But they leave all this crazy shit flying around on the screen.
But it's different now. The like graphics are better.
A little bit better. But
than they are at the beginning still of the season. Though.
But yes.
Oh, it
but
is.
They're tweaking.
It's still
they're
ugly.
Tweaking. I have been told that much like... Star Trek Next Generation, you have to kind of like get past season one before it figures its shit out. Anyway, here we are. End of season one. Slightly different credits.
Yeah. And we are again, like in the first episode, we open with like Duncan and Tessa. They're in the bedroom. They're in the bone zone. Somebody walks in.
Highlanders love to fuck. This is evident in all forms. Even the cartoon that has that weird sex man.
Yeah.
This is a horny series.
Oh, the Mike Snow sex man, yeah.
There's a real lack of bird
deep
men in
right
the show.
That's pretty good.
It really
it's a
is.
Joke for 8%.
There's a where's the bird men? The little bird guys. Where are those?
Where are they? Where are these in the show or in the cartoon anywhere? Yeah.
Well, they were in the cartoon.
Always in my heart.
Because that was one of the things where I was like, they kept the Highlander 2 guys that go,
what's up? Yeah.
Yeah. So they're like, I guess, hanging out, and then this guy's knocking on the door.
Oh, excuse me. I hope that sword isn't for me.
Fucking.
It is if you keep staring.
Roger Daltrey.
Roger Daltrey shows up.
Why the fuck is Roger Daltrey in this?
He's a serious actor.
Mm-hmm.
Oh God, is he ever? He's like just such a fucking. He's such a goofy little fucking animal.
They go out and they like drink some mead,
nectar of the gods.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't tasted this since King Richard's day. Where on earth do you find it?
Darius brews it himself.
Darius.
Well, he hasn't lost his brewmaster's touch.
They have incredible chemistry.
Yeah.
Was that anything? What did he say?
Darius brews it himself.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Darius brews it.
I am Doug McLeod. We missed all this Darius stuff in the whole season.
Yeah, because when he died, spoiler alert, I was like, who fucking cares?
Duncan went fucking bananas, though.
He was so upset. He was inconsolable. Mm-hmm. And I was like, and I didn't even, it didn't occur to me that this was a character that might have
previously
been introduced earlier. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess my brain didn't care enough aerobics on
but
that
so
one.
yeah,
he's like one of Mac's teachers. The priest Darius is what the character description was that I found.
One of whose teachers?
Mac. I was gonna ask about
who's
that too.
Mac?
Duncan.
Yeah.
Oh, Duncan.
MacLeod.
Duncan.
Do they call him Mac?
Yeah, that they call him Mac, I guess, in some of the things
they've
that
called
I found
him Mac in the episodes that we've watched. Actually, now that I think about it.
Yeah. And so he's like this old teacher of his. He's a priest. Yeah. And I guess there's a lot with him throughout the season.
Sure. But then,
the end.
But, and
who
not,
cares?
Not quickened. Just dead. Yeah.
No. Yeah. They find it. Yeah. They find him in like the church or something, right? Yeah.
Which also, they no Highlander good or bad.
On holy
they don't do that. Not even the Kurgan. Like this, I was like, all right, well, this is kind of conceptually, I dig it. Like throwing a different wrinkle in, like you would have to think with these immortals running around all this time and all this swordplay and the head gutting, some people are going to kind of like clue into it, or some of the fucking Highlanders are going to be loose-lipped and be like, hey, fucking Duncan tells all kinds of people.
Yeah, I was about
to say. So, like, some people figured out, they're like, well, fuck them, we can't, we'll take care of this, you know? Like, I like that idea very much, that there's a group of people devoted to stopping the fucking immortals. That's cool. Because
they're like, we can't let you, they know that if some immortal wins, they know about the game, they know about the prize. They're like, if somebody, one of these immortals wins, we're as humans going to be doomed forever, and we can't let that happen.
Yeah, it's like that opposition with a point kind of thing. Like, there could have been some real fun stuff. Now, I can't imagine this show ever fucking figuring that out.
No, it's not.
No, I mean, in a way, this episode had a kind of like lazy comfort about it that I feel like the other one did.
It was much, it was much easier to watch this episode. And also, honestly, Roger Daltrey being there, I was like, okay, great.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I was like, fine. Yeah. Do a little dance. It's
silly,
a little weirdo.
And bizarre, and and very much less. What's the orphan man? Does he have a name?
Richie.
I call him Dink. In my notes, I just been Dink. Calling All him right. Dink.
Well, and Dink's barely in this, so that's
very cool. Creative.
Yeah. 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 So maybe they wised up. Maybe they phased him out.
Yeah. That'd be nice.
Yeah.
But the one thing I will say about this, because I watched this episode directly after I watched the first one, so I was worn out. But this episode has a really great, you can phase in and out of it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it feels like you're in Highlander Town
yeah.
the whole time.
Yeah. So,
and I was like, that's all I want. Like, I don't want to follow a storyline. Mm-hmm. Like, give me a storyline that's basic enough that I can follow it, but just let me kind of be in Highlander for a while. And that's what I want.
For sure. Baked into the DNA of Highlander is an element of, I don't know what's going on and it doesn't matter.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All of the good Highlander movies have it.
It's like inherent vice in that way.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and so they, like, find him head cut off. They kind of catch on quickly that they're like, if it's not an immortal because it was in a church, the only reason they could behead him is because they must know about us. So they go and, like, search for these hunters. Yeah. And they find a bunch of, like, businessmen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who start, like, beating them up or something.
And also, they really struggle with these guys too much. Yeah. Like, you've been sword fighting for 400 years. You can handle Ted from accounting. You know?
Yeah. But there is a good scene where one of the guys from accounting gets like lost from the pack and they're like, you got to tell me what's going on. Yeah. He's like, I'll kill myself. Yeah. And they find like a tattoo on him.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, shit. Like
a tattoo that really just looks like a stamp from a bar. It's really not well done at all. It looks terrible.
He was at the Voodoo Lounge last night.
Yeah. He's allowed back into Tubuck Tuesday.
I was at the Zoo Bar. And,
This guy was at Bamboo last night.
No, this is for Comfort Lounge, lady.
Yeah.
I've exhausted all of my Toronto.
Yeah, Toronto 90s stuff.
Yeah.
Saying Sneaky
D's. Still there.
And then we get a flashback.
Sneaky D's is still there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was the Bovine Sex Club.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Maybe he got a stamp at Sanctuary.
Jesus Christ. Sanctuary.
I had my first alcoholic beverage in the Sanctuary that I purchased in a bar underage.
Alcoholic.
Yeah. And I was with my buddy and we got in. We're like, holy shit, we're 17. And we're like, oh my God, we're in the bar. Okay, act natural, don't fuck it up. And we're at the bar, we're waiting. We have very little money, too.
Act natural in this goth bar. Yeah,
that had one alcoholic beverage,
and it had a dress code. It had a dress code, no blue jeans, no sneakers, right? So my buddy had shoplifted a Skinny Puppy t-shirt earlier that day for so he could wear that in. And so we're standing behind some people, and we're like, we have very little money. Like, we can afford a drink each. And so we're like, people in front of us finish, and we're like, well, we'll have the same thing. We just ordered what the people in front of us had ordered. So,
smooth.
Yeah. They gave it to me. And so the first drink that I purchased in a bar and drank was a peppermint orgasm shot.
And oh you're like, I'm an adult.
Yeah.
And then we're like both like looking at each other like, are you feeling it? Now let's watch some 35-year-old men dance around this place.
Oh my God.
All the goth dancing, the reaching, and the feet, all ever. Yeah. It's really good.
I never really understood Bauhaus before.
Yeah.
Before I had some peppermint
orgasm.
This shot's kicking in.
Yeah.
I can't feel my legs.
Yeah. That's funny. There's that point, too, where we're like, well, I guess we should leave.
Leave now.
I guess bars suck. All
right. I guess this is all right. I guess we did it. Yeah.
And that's what being an adult is like.
Very good.
So the tattoo is like a flashback moment for Duncan.
Mm-hmm.
And he remembers there's like some flashback where he's like, oh, we got attacked by these dudes. And one of the dudes had that tattoo. And this is another one of those episodes where they keep kind of flashing back and revealing more of the flashback. Right. But at some point they get the idea that like maybe an immortal is in on it with these non-immortals.
Right.
Yeah. Because they're like, even if an immortal was like involved with these guys, they wouldn't like do it on holy ground. Well,
if they're not doing it, maybe they don't give a fuck. I'm sure that I'm like, if I was an immortal, I'd be like, yeah, totally. You should fucking kill all these guys. I'm on your side.
Yeah. He does find a book about it though, right? He's like, oh, I got this German book and it's about all these immortals, and he gets like a lot of info from
I've glazed over for a lot of that.
You have completely lost me. I'm like, what? I'm not even sure I watched the right episode, except I remember Roger Daltrey.
Yeah.
Oh, they're going to torture Roger Daltrey. I thought that was it.
Yeah,
an interesting idea.
I remember they got him in the stocks.
Yeah. They chain him up.
Like, well, let's see how much you can handle, immortal.
Oh, yeah. They start testing. They start like shooting him with arrows, and they're like, well, let's see if you can handle this. Yeah.
And that's wild. There's something there. If you're in a not.
I wanted to see way more torture.
You wanted to see the flame on the penis. And
I don't know why more of Highlander is not penis penis fire.
What are you going to burn his dick?
There could be only one.
This is Highlander. Yeah.
They can only be one burnt dick or many. Many burnt dick.
Oh, hey, let's see how the night goes.
Yeah. So they figure out that he's immortal.
Quickening up with burning these dicks, please.
Yeah.
Hey, knock, knock. Who's there? Quickening who? Hey, quicken up and burn those dicks.
Although Richie does show up eventually in this episode.
No one cares.
At the end. Just in case you're wondering.
Who the fuck is Richie?
Dink. Okay. Dink shows up. He's like doing a look. Because he has that whole really stupid bit where he's like, I'm going to distract these people by pretending I stepped in shit.
Oh, I forgot about that.
It's so stupid.
He has no reason to be doing the little pantomime that he's doing.
And it goes on for like 3 minutes, and he's like, walks up to a car. He's like, can you believe I did this? It's so bad. So bad.
Oh, God. Oh, I forgot about
that. The weird show.
Yeah.
The show sucks.
So bad. I think
they follow the guy that like they fought earlier, and that's how Duncan gets to the like, you know, where Fitz is being tortured.
Right. That saves him.
And there's all this stuff about they're at the barge and the group's leader is like, you're an abomination to Fitz. That was me watching this episode.
Okay, so it's better than episode 2, but it's still not very good.
Yeah.
Still,
but it basically,
there's ideas.
It ends like
some ideas are good.
Yeah. There is a point where, like, Duncan's going to kill the bad guy, and the bad I did make a note that the bad guy was like, if you kill me, like, there's more of us.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And then he reveals that they know about all the gathering and all that shit. And he basically, like, fights a bunch of people, frees Roger Daltrey. Some people leave, and then he gets back. So there's, like, kind of not another episode where it's like they don't kill all these people, they're still out there. I'm sure it'll become a long running story, but yeah. they don't like finish it.
Yeah,
you know.
Oh no, they're just getting warmed up with season one.
Yeah.
One thing I will say about this episode that kind of places it a little closer to my heart is sorry, I thought there were some horses in my lips. Possibly some people fucking.
The women of the world will thank you, my friend.
Well, you're welcome. I forget what I was saying. But I was rudely interrupted by some horses just outside my door.
Okay.
No, for real. I forget what I was saying.
Fair enough.
So, is the idea that we are going to do episode one and episode final of next season?
Yeah, that was the idea. And I think somebody suggested there was some episode that's very good in season three. We have to...
Apparently, there is an episode that we have to watch if we're going to watch
the movie,
Endgame.
Right. So, yeah, we'll do
because
that.
Because it introduces season three, the though, right? story. Yeah, something like that. How many seasons of this are there? Six? Six seasons?
Sorry. Sorry, guys. Give me 1 second.
Bell.
What do you want? Get out of here. Get your face out of here. All right. Can we pause for 2 seconds?
Yeah.
I got to go fill a water bottle.
With what?
All right. Come on.
Yeah. So what's that? If there's 6 season, that's the next episode is 2.
Yeah.
That's 1, 2, 3, 4. So 5 more episodes. Of watching 2 episodes each
for now, yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
we'll see how we feel about the whole thing.
Oh man, that's so
it's
much.
It's a lot.
I don't want to do it. I would really love to know if the audience wants to.
I know.
Do that.
I have no concept of anything that's going on. I don't know. Do we know?
I know.
How about? Do we know how many people have listened to any of these?
No, I don't know.
The kid has zero boundaries.
We just kept going.
Oh, good. Okay.
We were talking about it would be nice to know if the audience cares to hear us talk about every season of this show.
I would be surprised.
Come to Space Hay and let me know. Got a new friend,
totally,
Matt Brown.
Please.
We're friends on Space Hay.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Okay, how about this? If we get 1 million followers on Space Hay, we'll do every
episode. Yeah, fair enough.
Mm-hmm. That's fair. I think, let's see, 60 people listened to our last one. So of those 60 people, tell us, what do you want us to do?
What do you want from us?
Yeah.
What do you expect to gain from this?
Yeah. Yeah. But so far I feel like there is an element of the Highlander series, that's like, I was watching them and I was not having a good time, but there is a weird, like I said, lazy comfort to like.
Yeah, I remember this kind of this shows like this in this time that were like they were on.
Yeah,
I mean, I watched a fair lot of. I watched more Xena than I watched Hercules, which I feel very good about in retrospect.
In retrospect,
politically, that was the right
nail. Wait, it was a better show.
Well, because it didn't have Kevin.
Yeah,
Trump.
He's not good at anything.
Anything. He's not good at acting.
No.
He's not good at thinking.
I don't use Twitter at all for anything except for every few months I tweet at him. I hate you, Kevin Sorbo. So look, all I do on Twitter. And I feel all right.
That's good.
He says something and I'm like, oh, I can't. I fucking hate you. He's garbage. Him and, I don't know. Can we put him and Ted Nugent in cannons and just right into each other.
Fire them at each other.
It's...
Can we like make Ted Nugent have guitars for hands like on that cover and he'll go,
Yes, we can.
Okay.
If I had one wish.
He's got to die soon, right? Ted Nugent?
Like, yeah.
Sooner than you know, later. He's more than three quarters of the way through.
Yeah, but he, like, I feel like he actually lives a weirdly clean lifestyle now. Like, I think he's that guy now. So who knows? He'll probably live forever. And unfortunately, the animals around him will not.
Yeah.
Ugh, garbage. All right.
Okay. So then season two, we'll do episode one and then the end. And then season three, we'll do 1:16 in the end. Unless you tell
unless
us
something,
not
unless you tell us, you can stop this anytime you want.
You have the power to end our misery.
Yeah. But yeah, I guess otherwise, spacehay.com/TCBOF. Is there any, how else do we wrap up? It's going to be a thing we do, right?
There's a thing we do.
Oh, yeah.
Don't
ever speak to me again. Do you understand?
You understand, yes. Licorice boy.
I am Dokumaka.
Remember how you used to like licorice? It was like your thing.
There's